Mishnayis Mesechta Bechoris, Mishnalef, Halakeach Ubor Chamoirish Anochri. If a Jew buys off a goy, the Ubor, the fetus, the baby of a Chamor, because the goy owns the Chamor, the goy owns the donkey, and now the Jew just buys off the goy, just the Ubor, just the fetus. So Locher is, now the Jew is Potter from Bechor. Chur is Pshita, we'll see in the Mishnah though, that since the mother belongs to the goy, that's the Locher, the Postik says, be Yisrael, Yoni Chayvim Bechora, if those things belongs to the Jew. Not here, that the mother belongs to the goy. Therefore, you put them in Abchora. And the Gemara speaks out that the Chiddush also is that we don't make a Kenas. There's a Sat to say that Midirabbanan, we should constant you, that you should have to give it, or be poyder it, and give it to the Kohen. So the Chiddush is, no, you put it completely. Another case is, Viha Moicha Loi. Let's say the opposite, but let's say the Jew owns the Chamor, the donkey, and he sells now the Uber, he sells now the Bechor, to a goy. So again, a locher that you put them in a bechor, and there's no kenas here that you should have to go buy it back and be poyder it and give this sale, or else just be poyder and give this sale to the kohen. There's no kenas. Also, you put them. Now, and the Mishnah says on this, Afa Pisheni Roshoi, even though you're not allowed to, that there's a gzeirah with the rabbanim, the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that you're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa to a goy, because there's a gzeirah. Maybe you'll sell it to him or want to sell it to him right before Shabbos, and the goy will say, "Let me try it out first." And it still belongs to the Jew, and the goy will try it out on Shabbos, and therefore the Yisrael will be over the Yisrael Shvisas Pemtoi. So therefore, the Rabbanim made gzeirah that a Jew cannot sell a behemah gasa to a goy. So Mishnah says now, when you just sell the uber to the goy, v'amoicholoi. So Afa Pishen Rishoy not allowed to, even though you're only selling the uber here, so you're not allowed to do that. And still though, that you put them in abchor, and also there's no kenas. Let's say become a shutta, become a partner with a goy. A Jew and a goy buys a chamora together, and then it gives birth, it has a bechor. So even though usually there's a loch of petah chamor that the Jew has to be poydirit and give the seir to the kohen, here you put it. Now, behind mekabel mimenu, let's say again the goy owns the chamora, and the Jew is mekabel, receives it to work with it, like to fatten it, and also he'll be able to keep the animal, to keep the bloodis. So even though the Jew will keep the Bechor, still Yepata, since the mother is owned by the guy. And the same with the opposite way, V'yanoysim le'be kabbalah, if a Jew gives his chamorah to a guy, to mekabel, to accept it, to work with it, and he'll keep the bloodus, so potem in abchor, in all these cases, Yepata from the mitzvah's pidyon petach hamor. Again, by regular petach hamor, the firstborn of your chamorah, you have to redeem it with a seh and give the seh to the kohen. Here though, Yepata. Wash, and now the pasuk says, be Yisrael. It says in the Pasuk, Hikdashtili kol b'chor b'Yisrael. So we dashin that the whole thing has to belong to Yisrael, both the mother and the b'chor. Avoloi b'acherim. But not if a goy has any sheiches to the mother or to the b'chor. So therefore, in our Mishnah, the Yisrael is potter min abchoro. And like we spoke out, there is not even a kenas with the rabban. You don't have to do anything with the rabbanan either. Now the Shashayla, why does the Mishnah, the Mesechta start talking about Petah Chamor? Before the Mishnah should have started speaking about first about Petah, a regular Bechor, of a Behemah Torah. And the Gemara explains that the Pshat is this first parak talks about Petah Chamor, it's a small halacha. And the rest of the Mesechta talks about the Bechor of a regular Behemah Torah. Therefore it says the small amount of halachas first, and then in the second parak we'll go into Hilchas Bechor of a Behemah Torah. Now the Mishnah says, Kahanim or Leviim Peturim, a Kohen or a Levi, he's also Potter from the din of Petach Hamor. If he owns a Chamor and the firstborn, he's Potter from being Poyder and giving a Seir. Whether it belongs to a Kohen or belongs to a Levi, they're Potter min Abchor. What's the reason? Mikal v'chema. I have a Kal v'chema over here. That in Potru, Shall Yisroel ba Midbar, if the Kahanim and the Leviim free the Yisraelim in the Midbar, is dinu, it's a svara to say, sheyifturu shalatzman, they should free themselves also. And this kavachoyim is like this, that in Leviim, the Leviim free the Bechorei Yisrael. The people, the Odom of a Levi or a Kohen, they free the Bechorei Shal Yisrael. Like the Apostle says in Bamidbar, kaches a Leviim tachas kol Bechor b'vnei Yisrael. So now it's a svara sheyifturu shalatzman. It's a kavachoyim that by Levi and by Kohen, if they have their own Bechor, there should not be a loch of Pidyon HaBen. So this Kavachoyim is good for the loch of Pidyon HaBen.
But how do we know our locha petach hamor? So that the Gemara says is like a hekesh, that the pasuk says, Ach poda tiftes bechor odom yes bechor behema temeya tifte. So whoever's bechlal pidyon abden is bechlal pidyon petach hamor, and the Levi and the Kohen, since they're potter from pidyon haben, who are then the potter from petach hamor. Benachnam, if the owner behema teira and he gives birth on that bechor, they'll be chayiv. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Poro sheyoldo kimin chamor. What's going to be if a poro cow gives birth to a baby that looks like a donkey? Or else the chamor sheyoldo kimin sus, or a chamor, a donkey that gives birth to a min that looks like a horse? So potem in a bechor, in both cases, the bechor has no kedusha. There's no din pidyon, there's no din bechor. Shinema, the posik says, peta chamor shnei pomim. One in Shemoy says in two different places, peta chamor, so we dash from the extra word peta chamor that achiye ha-yulet chamor v'hanilet chamor. Both the mother has to be a chamor and the kid, the bechor, has to look like a bechor. If it looks different than the mother, you put them in a bechor, it has no kedusha. This is a drosher over here, and this tan, our tan holds, so what in the same halach applies by a behemoth Torah also, that if an ace gives birth to a rochel, it'll also be put them in a bechor. Now the Mishnah says, Umahim bachila, what's the locha can eat them? Let's say if a porer gives birth to a chamor, are you allowed to eat this chamor or not? Even though the animal itself does not have simonim tahira, but it comes out of a mother, out of the behemoth toira. So the Mishnah says like this, behemoth toira shiyoldu kamin behemoth temeya muta bachila, yes, you're allowed to eat it. If a porer, if a cow gives birth to a chamor, since this chamor came out of the porer, you're allowed to eat it. And the opposite way, utemeya shiyoldu kamin behemoth toira. Let's say a chamorah gives birth to a poro. Halacha is also bachila, you're not allowed to eat it, even though it has a simonim tairah. And the klal is shehayotze meha tomei tomei. Whatever comes out of an animal that was tomei became part of that animal. When it comes out now, it remains tomei. Shehayotze minha torah tor. Whatever comes out of a behemoth torah, though, comes out of a poro, remains tor. You're allowed to eat it, even though it does not have simonim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be dog tome shebola dog tor? Let's see, a tomadika fish swallowed up alive, let's say, a toradika fish, but it swallowed up the whole fish. So locher is muta bachila. Later, when you cut off the dog tome and you find inside it a complete whole dog tor, you're allowed to eat it. And the opposite way, vitor shebola dog tom, let's say a fish that's tor, swallowed up a tomadika fish, and now you find that tomadika fish inside the stomach, is also bachila, you're not allowed to eat it, also bachila. And the reason is, lefi shena gedulov, it did not grow inside the stomach. In other words, it just swallowed it, therefore it remains the same halacha. But if it would have been that a dog tor produced inside of a dog tome, and a chanami would have been tor, like the Mishnah before, that shehayotze mea tor is tor. But over here it was not produced in the fish itself, it only swallowed it. So therefore, since it's not gedulai, it does not change the halacha. That if that fish is tummy, it remains tummy. If it's Torah, it remains Torah. Mishnah Gimel. Chamor shalai bichra. Let's say you have a chamor or a chamorro that did not give birth yet. V'yolda shnei schorim. Now the first time she gave birth to two kids, two zocha at the same time. So the locha is noisein tle'ech ala koin. All you have to do is just give one to the koin. One tle'ech. You have to be proud of one of them. Even though we look as if both of them came out at the same time, but our Tana, the Mishnah holds, EF Shalitzam same. Two things can't happen exact same time, and therefore for sure one came out before the other, so only one of them is a din of a Petach Hamor, even though we don't know which one, but all you have to do is just be Mafresh one Tler and give it to the Kohen. What's going to be if he gave birth to a Zohar and a Keva the same time, and now we do not know clearly which one came out first, maybe the Keva came out first, so then Yepoto. So Zohar is Mafresh Tler. Still, you have to set aside a tle to be poida this petach hamor, because mashma the petach hamor has kedusha. So min hasafik, you have to take off the kedusha off the petach hamor. But mafresh tlecha, but liatzma, you have a right to keep it. Once you mafresh the tle, the seh, that's the loch of a petach hamor, that you have to set aside a seh and give it to the kohen. Now, once you set it aside, it takes off the kedusha off the petach hamor, and now it's only a mitzvah like mominis to give this mom to the kohen. So here it's a shalav, a moitim chavir, all of a raya, that you're parted from giving it. So therefore, you have to do, just set it aside, and you can keep it for yourself. What's going to be shtei chamor? Let's say one person owns two different chamorim. Shalai bichru, both of them did not give birth yet. For yoldu shnei schorim, now they both give birth, each one to a zochor. Sab shita noisin shnei tloin lakoyim. They both have a loch of petach chamor, and you have to give two says to the kohen. What's going to be zochor nekeva? One gives birth to a zochor, one to a nekeva. Or yirel shnei zochorim nekeva. They give birth to two zochorim and one nekeva. So one of them is a suffix if it's really a bechor or not, because maybe the nekeva came out first. So in such a case, noisin tlecha lekohen. You have to give for sure one tlet to the kohen. That's like a vadai. And the other one, that's a suffix petach amor, you have lechur be mafresh etleh, but you keep it for yourself. What's going to be if, let's say, these two chamorim gave birth to shtei nekevis v'zocher, two nekevis and one, or else, so shtei zechorim or shtei nekevis gave birth to two zechorim or two nekevis. So again, we have a suffix if there's a bechor here altogether or not. So lechur is again, ein kan lekohen klum, the kohen gets nothing, because there's not a vadai petach amor here. So again, a vadi have to be mafra, set aside a tleh, min asofit, take off the kedusha of the petach amor, but you do not have to give it to the kohen. Mishnah Dalet. Achas bichrov yachash lebich. Let's see, you have two chamorim. One gave birth, one did not. Now, v'yoldu shnei zchorim, both of them gave birth, now each one to a zocha. So locher is one for sure is a bechor. Therefore, the din is nois and tleh echo the kohen. You have to give one tleh, one set to be poido, that petarechim. What's going to be if they gave birth now, one to a zocher in the keva, one to a keva? So again, it's only a suffix if there's a bechor, because maybe the zocher came from the one that was already bichor before. So therefore again, mafres tle echad liyatzma, you have to mafres set aside one seh to take off the kedusha, but about it's liyatzma, you have right to keep it. Shinema, now, how do we know this yisur that you have to be mafresh with a seh? Shinema, the pasuk says, opeta chamor, tifte b'seh. To the petach amor, you have to redeem it with a seh. Now, what does a seh mean? Min hakfosim u'min ha'izim. It could use whether it's a lamb or whether it's a goat. Zochor nekev, it could be a zochor nekev that you use to be poided this petach amor. Godel v'kotan, a big or even a small one, no matter how cheap it is. Tomim, if it's a complete one. Ubalmum, even a balmum also. Because this is not going to receive kedusha to put on the mezbeach. It's only a matana to give to the kohen. Now also the Mishnah says, Ufoy de boy pom harbe. You could use it to be poyed a lot of times. And Rashi learns, like let's say you had one petach amor, and you took this seh and gave it to the kohen. And then the kohen gives the seh back to you for present. So you're allowed to use it over again to be poyed there a second time, or a third time, but it happens over and over. Also, nichnas l'dil is aser, in a case where you keep this seh. Well, let's say the cases before we had where it's a suffix, petach amor or not. So you have to be mafresh to say, but you have a right to keep it. Now, when you keep it, it's yours completely, and it goes into your cheshbon of your ma'isa behema, that if you have nine other behemas are born that year, this makes it into ma'isa. This makes the tenth one. You put this in the cheshbon of ma'isa. The imes, let's say this seh dies, even though you did not give it to the kohen yet, the locher is nen and boy. The kohen has a right to use it to have anor from it. Like once you're mafresh, you're vadai, seh, the locher is, it goes to the kohen, even though he didn't receive it yet. Like if it died before he got it, still he's the one that has a no from the mace. You're up to Mishnah Hey. Ein poidim loy ve'egel. This petach amor, the firstborn of a chamor, the mitzvah is to be poid redavku with a seh, with a sheep. But ein poidim loy ve'egel, not allowed to use a calf. For loy b'chai, you can't use a chai, I mean you can't use a deer. For loy b'shrute, you can't use a seh if you made a shchitra on it already. It can't be if it's dead already. V'loy b'treifa, not even if it's alive, but if it's a treifa that's nikeris, that's also no good. V'loy b'klayim, you can't use a klayim, that means a seh that came from a tayish and from a rochel, came from a goat and from a seh, that's no good, not from klayim. V'loy b'kfi, you can't use a kfi, which is a suffix, whether it's a chay or whether it's a behemah. Now, Rabbi Eleza, Mata b'klayim, Eleza holds no, you're allowed to use b'klayim. In the case where both parents were says, just a goat came upon a lamb, so he holds the kid is also still called this. Like it says, "Bevnei Shu Seh." The kid is still called a Seh. Both the mother and the father were both says, so therefore it's kosher for pidyon abet, the pidyon petach amor. But v'yaisa b'kvi, but by kvi that is still hold. Asim bevnei Shu Sofer, because a Sofer maybe it's a chayya. But the mission started off. You can't be poyed the petach amor with a chayya. Now nosnu l'koyin. once you give it to the Kohen, and a Kohen Rishur Lekaimai, means if the Yisrael gives the Petach Chamor itself to the Kohen, before he was Poyder it, so Locher is, the Kohen is not hold on to it. But at Sheyafrish the Setach, right away you have to set aside a Seh to be Poyder it. And true, and then he keeps the Seh, and then he could be Mishtamish with the Petach Chamor. But before he's Poyder it, we're afraid that maybe you forget to be Poyder it, and there's an Issa to use the Petach Chamor. Therefore, we do not let the Kohen Stam keep it, but rather right away he has to be Poyder it. Mishnah Vov, Hamafrish Pidyon Petach Chamor Vameis. Let's say Yisrael had a Petach Chamor born to him, and he set aside this Seh, he was Mafrish it. It means Hamafrish Pidyon, you set aside this Seh for your pet, your firstborn Chamor Vameis. And then this Seh itself died. So Reb Lezer says, Chayovim Bachriusai. Yechayim Bachriyas, you have to be prayed with a second time to make sure that this Seh gets to the Kohen. And he learns out, Kechom Mislayim Sheben, just like a Pidyon Aben. If you lose the money before you give it to Kohen, you have to give it again. Yechayim Bachriyusan. Here also, Petach Chamor, also Yechayim Bachriyusan. And Reb Lezer learned out a Hekesh from the Pasuk that it says, Petach Chamor, Lebchorodim. Pasuk says, Ach Podeti Podes Bechorodim, Vies Bechor Behem Atameya. Says a Hekesh, Petach Chamor to Pidyon Aben. However, the Chachomar Mnechom is saying no, the Chomarim Ein Chayovim Be'achriyusay. They say no, you're not Chayiv and Achrayis of this Seh. And they learn out better, Kepidyon Ma'isesheni, just like Pidyon Ma'isesheni. Once you pay the Ma'isesheni, even if you lose the money, that's it, the parents are still Chulin. So he learns out Petach Hamor, rather from Ma'isesheni. Now, Heyud Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadik, they both said over Edis, Pidyon Petach Hamor Shemes. And a case that the pigeon, the seh you set aside for the pigeon, died, shen kan the kohen klum, that you don't have to give anything to the kohen, as they hold at the chomim that you're not chayim b'chriyusan. What's going to be though, meis petach chamor? Let's say before you mafresh it, the petach chamor, the firstborn of the chamor, it itself dies. What's going to be meis petach chamorim? So Rabbi Lezram lezahol di kovrim. The din is you have to bury it. Vice versa, the petach chamor has kedusha on it, and therefore you have to bury it. Means even if you already set aside your mafresh tleh for this petach chamor, but that's Rabbi Lezer l'shitosa, the kol zaman you don't give it to the kohen, it's not his rishus. It's still called rishus Yisrael. He's chayav b'chriyusan. So if so, here where the petach chamor itself died, so now there's no more inyan to give it to the kohen. Therefore, you yourself, the Yisrael, is allowed to keep the tleh. The chomer and the chomer say no, and it's sorrowfully covered. You don't have to bury the petach chamor. Because since we're talking about now the Petach Chamor, because we're talking about now, you already poyder it, you already set aside the seh. And according to Chomim, you're not chay b'chriyusa, meaning to say, as soon as you poyder it, that's it. The pidyon is chal, that the seh, wherever it is, like belongs to the kohen, and if it dies, the kohen loses out. But here that the seh is still alive, it's only the Petach Chamor that died, the halacha is, v'yatle l'kohen. The tle, the seh, you're going to have to give to the kohen. And the Petach Chamor itself is mutabano, because the pidyon took place. Mishnah Zayin. What's going to be loy rotzel of dois? Let's say the Yisrael that has the petach chamor does not want to be poyder, doesn't want to redeem it. So lachar is orfoi. Then we have to chop off its head. Bekufitz with a hatchik. Miachra from the back of its neck. The curve, and then we have to burn it. Now, mitzvah pediyah kodemeth la mitzvah sarefa. Avad lechetchili, we tell the Yisrael, go ahead and be poyder this petach chamor. That's what Hashem wants from us, to be make pidyon. That mitzvah comes first before the mitzvah of a reif of chopping off the neck. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'yimloi sifta, only if you're not going to be poyder the petach chamor, then the araftoi, then there's such a mitzvah to cut off, to chop off its head. And the similar locher is that mitzvahs yi'ido kodemeth la mitzvahs pediyah. When you have an om of riyo, the mitzvah is yida to marry her. And if you don't marry her, then you're supposed to let her go out for she can redeem herself with money. But the mitzvah is first to try and marry her rather than letting her go out with money. Shinema, the pasuk says, Asher lo yodel, if you do not marry her, then vehefta, then help her out with the pidyon, let her pay money to go out free. Similar mitzvah yibum kademet, the mitzvah chalitza barishayna. At the beginning, lechetchila midiraisa, the mitzvah is to be miyabim your brother and your sister-in-law when there's no children there before to give a chalitza. Why? Shoyim mischavim l'shem mitzvah. At the beginning, it used to be mechavim l'shem mitzvah. But v'yach shebizman hazeh, shem mischavim l'shem mitzvah. They're not mechavim l'shem mitzvah anymore. Omru, now the Chum said, Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemis, the Mitzvah Yibum, now you're better off giving Chalitza, that's our minig, we only give Chalitza, we do not do the Mitzvah Yibum. Mitzvah's Gula Biodon, Hulkoidum Lucholodim. If you maktis something, if you maktis Shebehem and Lubedek Abayis, and when you want to be poitu, you have to pay money, so it's a mitzvah for the one that was maktis, he should be poitu, he should redeem it. And the reason is because when he redeems it, he has to be mice of an extra chaymish. So the Ninyan, he should give the chaymish to Egdish. Who called him the Choladim? Shneman the Pasuk says, V'im lo yigoy al v'nim ka b'yarkecho. Means if it's not redeemed, im lo yigoy al yidei ha-baylim, then you mach, then it can be sold for anybody. So these are lochiz, lechatzilu, these mitzvahs should be done over the other mitzvahs. Up to Perek Sheni. Mishnah says, Halakeach uba parose shonochri. Now we're talking about a regular poro, not a behemoth tameh, not a chamor, but a regular behemoth Torah. So if a Jew buys the uba, the embroy, from a poro off a goy, or else via moicheloi, if a Jew sells to a goy the uba, is afa pishen a rishu, even though he's not allowed to, because a Jew is not allowed to sell a behemoth gasa to a goy, or else hamishtatef loi, if you become a shut, if you become partner with a goy, you buy your poro together, or else you buy the uber, you buy the embryo, the baby together, or else fi hamakabu bimenu, if a guy gives you the parah that you should work with it, and the tnoyimah that the uberim, the babies you share, so the guy has still has a shaykhis to the mother, or else fi anoisin loy bekabol, if a Jew gives his parah to the guy, that the guy should work with it, and the guy is rewarded that he can keep part of the ubrim, part of the kids. So lochar is potam and abachor. In all these cases, even though you give birth the firstborn out of this parah, the bachor is potam and abachor. Shenema, why the pasuk says, "Be Yisrael, avloy biacherim," that kedushas bachor is only if the whole behema belongs to a Jew. But any time a goy has shaychus here, has to do with the behema, that makes a pturim bachor. Now kahanim ulevim chayovim. A Koyin or a Levi, if they own the Poro Behemoth Torah, and he gives birth to a Bechor, it has the Kedushas Bechor on the Behemoth, it's a Korban. Lo Niftrum with Bechor Behemoth Torah, Kahanim and Levim have no special Ptur upon a Behemoth Torah. For Lo Niftrum, when do we have a special Ptur by a Koyin or a Levi? Ela mi Pidyon HaBen, only by the Pidyon HaBen, there's no Pidyon HaBen if it's a Koyin's kid or a Levi's kid, or else that we have in the first parak, mi Petach HaMor. If a Levi would own the Petach HaMor, that was a Kal V'chaim, if they patted the Bechorim in the Midbar, Pshita, they patted themselves. But that's only by Behemoth Tumeya, but by Behemoth Torah, they're also in the Parsha of Pidyon, they're also in the Parsha of Kedushas Bechor. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Beis, Kol HaKadishim Shekodem Mum Kavu HaLegdeshim. You have a regular Korban that there was a mum, that we have regular behema, and before you were maktish to behema, there was already a mum kavu on the behema. In other words, it cannot be chal, the kedushas aguf on the behema was never fit to be put on the mizbeach. So ketchila, when you maktish it, you only maktish it ledomim, for the value of it, that you should sell it eventually, and the money should be used to bring another carbon. Now veniftu, then you redeem this behema, meaning to say, you pay the money, give the money to Hegdish, whoever does it. So loch of the behemer is, it's like chulin gemurim now, and therefore chayovim bebechora. If it gives birth to a bechor, it'll have a kedushas bechor on it. Over matonis, when you shecht it, you'll have to give the zerev lechayim v'keva to the kain. And v'yoytzim lechulin, it goes out lechulin when you poyder it. Ligoze, that you'll have to shear off the wool. Oleyove, you'll have to work with it. Mashen came before you poyder it, then it's also to work with it on the shear off the wool. It's hegdish. Who are din vlodon v'chalovon mutliyach pidyonin? If the appointment, if it gives birth, the kids, or else the milk that it has, you're allowed to use it. V'hashechta machutz pot, whoever shechts this behema outside the Beis Hamikdash, even before you poyder it, your pot there's no shechut echutz, because it's not royal lepanim, it never had a kedushas aguf on it. And the same thing v'yenoisin tamur. If you take another behemoth and say zutach azu, it's not chal kedushas tamur on it, because this first behemoth never had a kedushas aguf on it. V'yemesu. Let's say this behemoth dies before you redeem it. Locher is still yipodu. You're allowed to be poyder it, because we hold the mishnah. You're allowed to be poyder bedek habayis, even though there's no hamada baruch, even though it's not standing up, still you can be poyder it. And even though it's only leklovim,
they're only going to give it to the dogs, still you're allowed to be poitir it. Chutz min ha-bechor min ha-maisa. Excluding a bechor itself or a behemoth maisa. Meaning to say, if you take count 10 animals, the 10th one becomes a maisa, even though it's a mum kavua bifuin, still there's a hegdish chal on it. In other words, even if a bechor comes out with a mum on it, it still has kedushas bechor on it. True, the loch is allowed to eat it, the bailam or the kain is allowed to eat it, but a kol ponim has kedushas bechor, or it has kedushas maisa on it. Now, Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be kol shekodam hegedeshin es mumen? Let's say the opposite way. First you are makdishit, and then the behemoth received the mum kavua. Or else a mum oivir legdeshin, even though maybe first it had a mum, but that mum was oivir would be healed up, go away, and then you are makdishit, and then first later became a mum kavua. Oliyacha mikan noilu lehem mum kavua, and first later on it was noilu lehem mum kavua. So in these cases, the kedushas aguf is chal upon the behemoth, and just later it becomes a bal mum. And now the niftu, let's say you redeem it, zid alocha psuli hamakdoshim, alocha is still p'tur min ha-bechorah. The first one who gives birth has no kedushas bechor, since it first had a kedushas aguf on it, it's p'tur min ha-bechorah. And the Gemara dashes, because the pasuk says it's k'tzvi v'ayol, that a psuli hamakdoshim has a alocha like a tzvi, like a chaya, that has no din bechor on it. From giving the matonis to the kohen, the same thing is like an ayil that there's no mitzvah matonis, there's roya, v'chleyayim v'keva by a chaya, and v'einam yoytzim lachulun ligozes v'lo'oved. Even after you appointed this psuli hamakdoshim, you're not allowed to shear off the wool, or you're not allowed to work with it. You only have a heter to shech to teat it, but not to work with it. Uvlodin that gives birth, v'chalofin that the milk is also liacha pidyonin. Even after you point it, that's the lach of psuli hamakdoshim, that even lach of pidyon, it's also the cholbon is also. The third only gave heter, only the besar and teed it, and not for its milk. V'hashechtum machutz, whoever shechs the psuli hamakdoshim machutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash is chayiv, yechayiv korus. And about this, talking about the chura koydim pidyon, the Gemara says it goes according to Aliva the Rabbi Kiva, that he holds that even though it's a baal mum kavua, we're talking about a mum on bedukin shabayin, it's a slit in the eye, that Rabbi Kiva shita is, that b'dieved will be imolu lo yerdu. If it go on the mizbech, you will not have to take it down. So b'dieved, it could be brought, so therefore it's called chazi lepnim, therefore you bring it outside, yuchayif. V'yoysin tamura, and they even make tamura, even after you pointed them, still it makes tamura. And the Yemesu, if these behemoths die, there's Psul HaMikdoshim, the carbon that has a mum on it. If it dies before you poider it, so locher is, yikavru, you have to bury it. There's no way you could redeem it, because it has a Kedusha Saguf, so therefore the locher is, you need Amad Barachab. It has to be able to stand in front of the coin, and then the coin values how much it's worth. So here that it's dead, you don't have Amad Barachab, there's no din, you can't be poider it. Therefore, the locher is v'meisu yikavru. You have to just bury it.
Now, Mishnah Dalet, ha'makabel tzoin barza min anochri. If a Jew receives tzoin min sheep, barza like metal from a goy, meaning to say, if a goy gives, let's say, his poor his animal to the Jew, that the Jew should work with it, and the Jew's pay would be that they'll share the offsprings together. But barzel means that the goy says, listen, this parah right now is worth $100. No matter what happens to it, I want back $100 worth. Like if the price goes down later, or if the parah dies, no matter what happens to it, you have a chiv like barzel to return to me the $100 value. So locher is vlodis, even later when the parah gives birth, and the Jew gets his share of the vlodis, the kids go to the parah, half of the kids go to the Jew. So when that kid grows up and gives birth, pturim, so it's potem in abchayra, because it's considered like the goy has shaykhis to that vlad, like we'll soon see, on the case that the Jew does not pay back the money, or with the poro, then the goy has a right to come and take away the vlad. So that vlad is also called like a goy has rishus over it, therefore it's pturim in abchayra. But vladei vladeis, the third generation, that's already chayovim, there will be a chiyiv b'chor. What's going to be Hemed Vlodis Tachesim Asayim? Let's say they speak out clearly that the Jew, the Goy speaks out that if you can't pay me back, not only can I take away the Parah, the mother, but I'll also be able to take away the first offsprings. If so, since they speak it out clearly, then it goes down another generation. Then the Lachri is Vlodis Pturim. Even the third generation is potter min abchayra. But vlodei, 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 the fourth generation, that's chayav, and that'll be chayav in bechor. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimi, he argues and says, no, afilu ad asar doros, even if it goes down to 10 generations, still all of them is pturin. All these kids, when they give birth, even though right now belongs to the Jew, still they'll be potter min abchayra. And the pshat is shachriyus lenochri, because the guy has a right to take away any one of them. On the tzad that the Jew will not have to pay back, will not have enough money, and he can't take the other ones, he has a right to go down, all the way down these generations, even 10 generations down, to take away that vlad. So therefore it's all considered yad akum b'yensa, that's the pturim b'chayra. Now of course this is a special loch only over here, that the first part of the mother belonged to the guy. So therefore since it belonged to the guy, all the offspring still has shaykhis to the guy. But in the case, let's say it started out to belong to a Jew, just a guy has a right to take away Pteras Achrayis or a Pekodin or a Mashkin, then there would not be a Ptur of a Bechayra. Alright, a turnover. Now, Mishnah Hey. Rochel Shayoldo Kimenez. Let's say you have a sheep, you have a lamb, that gave birth to a goat. Or it's the opposite way. The A's, the mother was a goat. Shayoldo Kimen Rochel gave birth to a he, a lamb. So Lachar is potter min abchor, even though it's a bechor, it's a firstborn, still you potter min abchor. Since the mother and the kid do not look alike, it's called a nidme, that's a ptur in the parasha bechor. But vim yesh boi miksa simonim, if the kid has a little bit simonim, a little bit does look like the mother, then chayiv, then you have a chayiv in kedushas bechor, and we have the Gemara before, we have the Gemara speaks out, that even though it has kedushas bechor, but it's still like a balmum, and therefore the koim will be allowed to eat it the way it is. Mishnah Vov, Rochel Shaloi Bichro V'yolda Shnei Scharim. You have a Rochel, you have a lamb that did not give birth yet. And this is the first time giving birth, and gives birth to two kids, two Scharim at the same time. V'yotzo Shnei Rishem Kech, as far as we're concerned, the way we see it, both heads came out at the same time. So Rabbi Yosef Lili Yoyme Shneim LaKayin, both of them go to the Kayin. Shneim and the Pasuk says, Has Scharim LaShem, it's possible to have even two Scharim, two Bichorim to the Kayin. And we owe the actual at some time, it's possible that true, both came out the exact same second. So therefore, both of them are Kedushas Bechor, both of them go to the Kohen. However, the Chachamim say, no, it's not possible. It's not possible for both heads to come out at the same time. The Chachamim say, at some time, we cannot tell exactly. It probably doesn't happen that they both came out at the same time. And therefore, one came out first. So true, we don't know which one. That's the Lacha, one goes to the Kohen. And one you're allowed to keep. Now the question is, which one goes to the Kohen? So Rabbi Tafan says, HaKohen Bor Lo Yaseh Yofel. The Kohen has a right to take the better one, the fatter one. The Gemara says, the Svar, that was probably the fatter one, pushed his way through first, see was the Bechor. Rabbi Kivu Emeno, Mishamne, Beneim, we divide, we value between them. And the Gemara says, meaning to say, the Kohen takes the Kochush, the weaker one, because of HaMoitzu Mechaveri, all of Araya. Yisrael has a right, he's a Muchzik right now. He has a right to tell the Kohen, you bring me proof, which one is really yours. So therefore, you can't take more than the lesser one, the Kochosh. But now, even the one that the Yisrael is keeping, really, Mitzad Adin, it's a suffix, maybe it's really Kedushas Bechor on it. Therefore, Vasheni, the second one that the Yisrael keeps, is Yiro, he has to let it perish from the fields, Achi Yisrael, until it becomes a Balmum, and then he could eat it. Because then it's only Yisrael and Din and Mamnes to give it to the Kohen or not, and then we say, all of Araya. And the chayv matonis, if he shechs it though, he has to give matonis to the kohen, because the kohen has a right to say mamonishoch. Either it's a bechor to give me the whole thing, and if it's not a bechor, then you mechuyev matonis. Rabbi Yosi, point of Yosi says no, you potter from matonis. And the Mora says, because we made sheina zocher kimisha zocher. We look as if the kohen was already zocher in that bechor, and now he's selling it back to the kohen, and that's back to the Yisrael, and that's the loch of a kohen sells his bechor back to the Yisrael. The Yisrael is potter from matonis. Nice echad man, what's going to be if one of these two bechor, one of these two kids die? So v'tafen naim yachleiku. You have to say yachleiku. So Mor says the chur of tafen now is chayzer really. But before he said the fatter one goes to the kohen. So we should know clearly which one died, the kohen or the Yisrael. As it says yachleiku, mashma v'tafen was chayzer, and he also says that we say yachleiku in the resha. So now that they one died, we say yachleiku on the chay. Rabbi Kiva imeno, the klal is ha'maitze mechaveri olav araya. That Yisrael has a right to say, you bring me a proof that it's mine that died. I have a right to say it's yours that died. I'm the muchzik. And therefore the Kohen can't take anything. Kohen could only take the mace. Now, what's going to be Zohar and Akeva? Let's say with this par, with this Rochel gave birth to Zohar and Akeva. So it's a suffix now, which one came out first, according to Chomim, and therefore ain't come a Kohen Klum, the Kohen gets nothing, because maybe the Nekeva came out first. So even though the Tzad, maybe the Zohar came out first, so true, you have to wait till it comes a Balmum, but then the Yisrael is not eat it, Bamumai. Mishneh Zayin. What's going to be Shtei Rechelus Shalei Bichru? You have two Rechelus that did not give birth yet. The Yoldu Shnei Zchorm, and both of them give birth to a Zohar. So Loch is Pshita, Noisen Shnei Mekayim, both of them go to the Kohen. There's two Bechorim here, both of them go to the Kohen. What's going to be a Zohar and a Kaiba? One give birth to a Zohar, one to the Kaiba. So Pshita, Zohar and a Kohen, and then the Kaiba belongs to the Yisrael. What's going to be those Shnei Zchorm and a Kaiba? Between these two Rechelim came out, two Zohars and one Kaiba. So now we have a Suffolk. For sure, one of the Zchorim is a Bechor. But the other one, we have a doubt, maybe the Kaiba came out first. So therefore, Echad Loiv Yechad Kohen. One of these two go to the Kohen, one goes to you. Again, which one? Rabbi Tarfin, I'm again, Akur, Bar, Les, Yofa. The Habba means the quote of Tarfin that the fatter one came out first, and therefore the Kohen has a right to choose the better one. Or in a case where you have two, also, it's most probably that the single one, that's the more fatter one, that's the better one. So therefore, you have a right to say that one goes to the Kohen. You have to divide between them and see what it's worth, meaning to say that the Kohen gets the weaker one. The Yashen, the second one now that belongs to the Yisrael, even though it's a Safik Bechor, is the Yerorach Yistov. You have to wait till it comes a Balmum and then he can eat a Balmumai. And the Chayv Matanis again, you have to give the Matanis because of a Manashach. Either it's a Bechor or else it's Chulin. You have to give the Matanis, the Zeroy, Lechayim, Bekeva, to the Kohen. Rabbi Yossi Poit, if Yossi says, no, you're Potter from the Matanis. Again, because he made Shein Zocho, Kemisha Zocho. What's going to be Meis Echemim, one of the two die? Again, Rabbi Tafan Am Yachleiko, they divide it. Rabbi Kiv Raimino, Hamaitz Mechor, all of Araya. What's going to be Shtei Nekevus Zocho, two Nekevus came out of one Zocho, or Shnei Zocho, Mishtei Nekevus? Again, it's ain't kind of Kohen Klum, the Kohen gets nothing, there's no Vade Bechor here. It could be the two Nekevus came out first, and therefore, it's only a Sofet Bechor. The Lachar is, you wait till it becomes a Balmum, and you saw Kredit Bemumai. Mishneh Ches. What's going to be Achas Bichro V'Achas Shalai Bichro? One Rochel, one animal you had gave birth already, and one did not. Now the Yoldu Shnei Zchorim, both these two animals give birth to two Zchorim. So Pshit Echad Lo V'Echad Kain. One belongs to you, one belongs to the Kain. If Tafanim, what do we do again? Hakain Bor Las Yof. The Kain has the right to choose the better one. The Kivay Menom Misham Nebenayim. Meaning to say, the Kain gets the Kochish, the weaker one. The Yashen of the second one, Yiroach Yistoyevu, has a slave by the Yisrael, yes, Whittle becomes a Balmum, and then he could use it. The Chayb Matonis, again, Rabbi Yossi Poita. Sure, Rabbi Yossi, and now the Mishnah explains, Rabbi Yossi used to say, Kol Shechalipa Biyat Kohen, anytime there are two behemoths involved, that one goes to the Kohen, one goes to the Yisrael, that's called Chalipa, the exchange, is by the Kohen, is Potem and Amatonis. Even the one the Yisrael has is Potem and Amatonis, because there's a right to say that the Kohen already received it, and he sold it back to the Jew, b'chalipin, the one the Kohen's keeping. So therefore, you put them in Minamatonis. Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Meir holds Yechayev in Matonis. In other words, the Tanakhama is Rabbi Meir. Now, what's going to be Meis Echemem, one of the two die? So again, the Tafanom Yachleikov. Chayzin says now they divide equally. Rabbi Kivroima, Hamaitse Mechver, Olabaraya. No, the Kohen has to bring approved because the Jew is the Muchzik. Zohar and Akeva, let's say they gave birth. Again, one mother gave birth before, and one mother did not, and now the two kids, one the Zohar, one's in Akeva. So there's no Vadi Bechor. It could be the Zohar was the one that already gave birth already before. And the one that didn't give birth before gave birth to an Akeva now. So it could be there's no Vadi Bechor. So Locha then is, Ein Kan Lekoyen Klum, the Koyen gets nothing. That Yisrael is Yerach Yistav, when Yitzhe Bemumai. Mishnah Tess. What's going to be Yoitzei Doifin, an animal that comes out through a Caesarean, not through the Rechem. V'yabu'achrov, and then the one that comes afterwards through the Rechem. So Rabbi Tafran says, Shnei Yiruach Yistovu. Both of them is like a Safik Bechor, and both of them you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then the Balam could read it. V'yoch B'mum L'Balam. Then the Balam could read it. Because Rabbi Tafran has a Safik, maybe a Bechor L'Dov Rechod, is called a Bechor. So the first one that came out, Lamais, that's the first one. The second one is the first one from the Rechem. So both of them as a Sofid, maybe they're a Bechor. However, the Loch is like that Rabbi Akiva, Makiva says no. Shneyem, Einem, Bechor, both of them are Vadei, not a Bechor. Harishin, the first one is not a bechor, mishum shein a peter rechem. That's the gzeras hakosav. The bechor has to be a peter rechem, coming out of the rechem. This did not come out of the rechem. And v'ashein of the second one, mishum shekudom lo yacher. Because the second one is not the first one born. There was one before. That's not called a bechor. Bechor has to be the first one born, and also to come through the rechem. Perek shalishi, mishna alef. Halakeach beim min anochri. Let's say a Jew buys the beim off a guy. And when you do in bichra v'im le bichra, you're not sure whether this baim already gave birth or not. So kids, you have a suffix, the first kid it has, if it's a zachor, you have a suffix whether it's a bichor or not. So Rabbi Shmuel says like this, Rabbi Shmuel lying there, it depends. A is if you bought a goat, bar shenosa, it's during his first year, so less than 1 year old, and it gave birth by you, by the Jew, vadi l'kayin. Like for sure did not give birth before, can't give birth to the same year. So since it gave birth in his first year, for sure this is the first one, so it's a vadi bichor. Mikan v'elech, if it gives birth by you, by the Jew, after it's a year old, then suffolk. Maybe gave birth before it's potter, maybe not, so it's a suffolk b'chor. Again, the Yisrael will eat it b'mumai. Now, what's going to be Rochel? Let's say he bought a lamb, Bashtayim is 2 years old. So again, vade l'kayin, if it gave birth within its first 2 years by you, then for sure that's a b'chor, that's the first one that goes to the kayin if it's a zochor. Mikan v'elech, if it gives birth to you after it's 2 years old, then suffolk, it's a suffolk if it's a bechor or not. What's going to be poro b'chamor, you buy, let's say, a cow, or you buy a donkey off a guy? So again, b'nai sholish, if it gave birth by you within its first 3 years old, then vadil a kain, then for sure that's the firstborn, it's a kain, it's a bechor. Mikan v'elech, if it gives birth after these first 3 years, then suffolk, then it's a suffolk if it's a bechor, maybe gave birth already once before. This is the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. The Omelo Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Kiv says back to Rabbi Shmuel, Ilu bivlad bilvad habhem nefteris, if the only thing that kapater o bechor is the fact that it gave birth to a real vlad first, then the second one is not a bechor, hoi kid v'recha. Then Rabbi Shmuel, you'd be right. Like if Aes gave birth within his first year, so it's true, that's the first kid, he cannot give birth to one and then give birth to another one the same year. That's true. Ella, but the reason why I argue on Yoruba Kiva says, Omer, because it says like this, that Simin ha-vlad be-behema daka tinuf. Shna be-behema daka, let's say like an Aes, if the behema let out some blood, had some dirty blood come out of it, out of the womb, that's a proof that it had a miscarriage like. And therefore, the second one that comes out after it is not a bechor anymore. It doesn't have to be that it gave birth completely the first time. So if it's possible that tinnif happened at the beginning of the year, and the eighth could give birth 5 months later to a regular vlad, so it could be even though it's giving birth within the first year, maybe it's not a bechor. Same thing with the gasa by big behema shilya. You know, the placenta is also a suffix to say maybe there was a vlad already. It's a simon that there was a vlad already. Uvisha by Nisha, Shofi Vishulya, whether it's the skin of the uber itself, whether it's the placenta coming out, that's also similar to say that she had already, like a miscarriage, there was already vlad. And the second one is not a bechor anymore. Now, Zeh Klal, according to Rabbi Akiva, this is the general rule. That kol shiyadu eshebichra, if we know for sure the behemah gave birth already once, then ain kan l'kain klum. Shita, there's no din bechor, it doesn't go to the kain. But v'chol shaloi bichra, if you know for sure did not give birth at all yet, then harez l'kayin, this is the firstborn of tzachor, it's a bechor, you have to give it to the kayin. In Suffolk, what's going to be if you have a doubt whether it gave birth or not? Then the lochor is yoyoch b'mum l'baylim. The baylim is allowed to eat it when it becomes a baumum. Then it's only shalom hichos and mumness, you have to give it away or not. So then we said the klal is hamaytze mechaveri olav araya. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Now we choshed l'tinuf or not. Now the Gemara says, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, or Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, Behema gasa, if you have a big behema, sheshofas chororos dam, it had some clots of dam come out of it, is a razor to cover. We have to be afraid that in these clots of dam, they had a miscarriage, and there's an uber there, and then maybe that's the first one, so it has kedushas b'chor on it. Therefore, this dam you have to bury. And v'niftra min ha-bechorish, you know, it also makes it that the second baby it has, the second kid, is not going to be a bechor anymore. Because his first one, this dam, is considered like the bechor. So therefore, v'niftra, the second one, has no more kedushas bechor anymore. In other words, it's like we had before, not the patur of Bechor, does have to be gave birth to a complete Vlad first, but even if it had a miscarriage just because it saw a dirty dam, that's also like a miscarriage. The Vlad, the Uba, was Nimuach, and that also patur, the second one, has no Kedushas Bechor. Now, Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Halakeach behema menika menanokri, if you buy a cow that's nursing, that's milking, you buy it off a guy, so lochris ain't a choshesh, you don't have to be afraid to say that what it's nursing now is not its own kid, that maybe it didn't give birth yet, and by you the first kid it has will be bechor. No, you don't have to be afraid like that. But rather ain't a choshesh, you're not afraid to say, Shema benosh lecheres hoya, that maybe the baby she's nursing now is not her own, and maybe she didn't give birth yet, that can be. That a cow or a behemoth would not nurse, would not have milk, unless it gave birth. So for sure, the next kid it has is not going to be a bechor. And the same another halacha is, what's going to be nichnas l'toch edra? Let's say you go into your own flock of sheep, the raw and you see there, es hamach kirois means the young ones, that when they gave birth, the churab was a bechor, menikois, they are nursing their kids. The Yeshenim of Kiris means not the young ones, but the older ones, the older cows, are also manikas, they're also nursing their kids. So who are the younger ones? If there's a chorm, they could be a bechor. And the older cows, what they're nursing, for sure is not a bechor. So that's the halacha. And we do not say, ain't a chush, you don't have to be afraid, Shema maybe, benar shel zu, bo leitzu, like maybe the younger ones are nursing somebody else's kid, which is not really a bechor. Or maybe the older ones are not nursing their own kids, they're nursing the other ones, the younger ones' kids, that they're really bechor, that we're not afraid about. But rather we say, whichever ones they're nursing, it's their own kid, therefore the younger ones would be a din bechor, and by the older ones, it's not a bechor. Now, Mishneh Gimel, Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam Maimer, that ha-sheuchet es ha-bechor, if someone's going to shech the bechor, means a korban bechor, and you want to make a shechita, so you do lochris by behema before you make the shechita, by the mokam ha-shechita, you have to separate the hair to make sure like the knife does not get stuck in between the hair, that there should not be a psul of chalada. So if he says, now the problem by a bechor is, there's a special law of loisogus, you're not allowed to shear off or pull out the hair. So what do you do here? So if Rabbi Shulam says, when you go to make the shechit on a korban bechor, is oisem mokum bekoifetz, you make a place in the hair, and the Gemara says bekoifetz means a place that you should be able to use like a hatchik, meaning to say you should make a wide space there, mikan, like pull the hair to this side, to that side, make a nice space there where you'll be able to make the shechit there. V'toilash hasor, like it's machlokes the Gemara, whether it means to say that ainim iskavin, in other words, you're really being oisek and making a split there in the hair by the mokum ashchita. You don't really have kavana to pull out the hair. So v'tolish means just like by mistake, like ainim iskavin, you pull out the hair, it's okay. And even if some hair does come out, the Mishnah says, u'bavad providing shaloi yizizenim imkoyma, you're not supposed to move the hair out of its place. In other words, don't take it out. Since Xera, people think you're allowed to be gozas, cut off the hair. So the answer is just to push it on the side and leave it there. That's according to Mandiyama, Dabba Shayna Meskavan is Mutta. But according to Rav Yehuda Shita, Dabba Shayna Meskavan is also, Yethlem Shan the Mishnah, that Tulish, pulling out the hair with your hand, that's not called gozas, that's called like Klachayad. That's not a normal way to do it. So even though usually it's also Midrabbanin, but over here, Vaisa, since you're doing the Tzorach Hashchita, therefore the Rabbanim will make it over here. And the same thing the Mishnah says, V'chein ha-toilash es ha-seyer, liras mokam ha-mum. If you have a mum on the Bechor, and in that place there's a lot of hair there, so you want to check out the mum. So the answer is to move the hair on the side, and to see the mum. So if you have to pull it on the side, even though it may be some hair would come out when you're pulling it, again it's a dover shenim eskavin, or else it's ain't a derech, gziz the bekach, so be mutter to do this, to see the mum. Mishnah Dalet. What's going to be Seyor Bechor Bal Mum Shenoshar? You have the hair of a Bechor from that's a Bal Mum that fell off by itself. So this wool that came off from the Bechor when the Bechor was still alive. So we say there's a law, not allowed to be gozes, you can't shear off the wool, and the chura poshted, if you would shear it off, that wool would be yosa b'hanor. But here the wool came off by itself. So again, it's the say, it's the hair of a b'chor ba'al mum that came off by itself. And v'nicha b'chaloin, so the owner put it, or else the kayin, put it on the side, put it by the windowsill to watch it. V'yacha kach shochatoi, and then later he shechted the b'chor itself. So what's the halacha now about this first hair, this wool that came off? So akavye b'malal al-mater. Okay, Malal says it's okay, it's mutter. This semer, this wool becomes mutter b'anof for the kayin. Because he holds that just like the shechita is mater the b'chor, and the tzemer, the wool that's on top of it, so within its mater b'hanom, the hair that came out before when it was alive. In other words, that's the loch when you shech to b'chor, so b'shash shechit, like you're allowed to use the skin, and you're allowed to use the hair, the wool on the skin. But just like the shechit is mater to use the hair, the wool on the skin, within it's also mater the wool that came off before by itself. But v'chachomim oisim, v'chomim say no, it's osur. And they make a gzeru on the tzemer, on the wool that fell off by itself, and a b'chor ba'al mum, b'chayev, as maybe we're afraid that if so, a person will not go and shech the b'chor so fast. He'll let it stay until it grows more and more here, and let it fall off by itself, and I think it'll all become mutter ba'anor later. And we're afraid if you hold on to the b'chor, maybe you come to work with it in between. So therefore, midrabbanan, they say that here that fell off, the wool that fell off, even later when you make the shechit, the still remain osa ba'anor. So many people will not leave the b'chor around, but rather they'll go and shecht it. If it's a ba'al mum, they'll shecht it right away. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is where Rabbi Yehuda learns. Omer Rabbi Yossi says, no, loy vozeh hiter akiva. This is not the case that kiva was matered. Loy vozeh hiter akavya. El rather like this. B'seyer b'chor ba'al mum shenosho. Omer now again, the wool from a b'chor, the b'chor that was a ba'al mum, that fell off. V'enicha b'chaloin, and he left it on the window, so the kain left it there. V'yachakach meis, and here's the shalom. Later on, the b'chor died. Not that you made a shechita, but why the b'chor was meis. So b'zeh, in this case, akavya b'mal al mater, he holds mutter to have a noah from this wool that came off before Michayim, he holds. So over here, the wool that's on the b'chor itself, b'shasha dies, and achnaim, it's din is toyin, it's toyin kfura. You'll have to bury it, it has loch like tzasa b'no, like the b'chor itself. But just the hair that came off from before, on this akavya b'mal holds that it's mutter. And even on this, v'chom say no, still it's also, and it's there again, that Shem Yeshua, maybe people leave it over, leave over their b'chorim, even when it comes to Baal Mum, to have enough from his semer, like we said before. So in other words, according to Akavya, he holds no, that even the Chomim would agree, that if you make a shechita on the b'chor, the shechita is matter to have enough from the hair, from the wool, even according to Chomim. So the machlok is, when the Chom say it's also, it's only when the b'chor dies. That's the shaila, even where it dies, here the Chum says it's us, and even on this, the Kavim Bamhalo says, you'll have to have a knot from here that came off before it died. Ha tsemer hama duvlol b'b'chor. What's going to be the tsemer, the wool, that's hanging, that's tangling around, hanging around on the b'chor? In other words, the wool really got detached from where it was growing on it, but it's still sustained, but still part of the animal, didn't come off it yet. That's called this wool. That's really detached from the behema, but the chor, but still hanging on to it. So it's like this, eshunira min agiza, if you could tell that it's part of the giza what was sheared off, muta, v'yashenu nira min agiza, then it's also. Meaning to say, let's say after you made the shechita, now we say the wool that's on the skin itself, it's muta for you to use. So if when you shear off that wool, this wool that came off before looks as if it's first coming off now, then it's mutter. It looks like it's taka part of the skin, and it's first coming off now after shechita, therefore it's mutter. But v'yashena nira min agiza, it doesn't look like it's being sheared off now. It looks like it came off before, so it looks like you made a giza when it was mechayim, and that's also. Therefore it's also bahano. And this luchu is according to chom shit we had before, that it's also in the rabbanon, like it's exero, because this semer really came off before when the behemoth was alive, and it was attached. It was just like hanging on to the other hair. So chom hol, like I said before, shechit was not matter it. Therefore, this semer is also wasa b'hano. Yeah, perek dalet. At kamo Yisrael chayovim lihitapel bebchor. Until how long does the Yisrael have a chiyuv to take care of the bechor? Talking about a bechor that's born, let's say, b'zman hazeh, that you can't bring it for korban. So the eight says you have to wait until it becomes a balmun, and then the kohen can shecht it. So there's no rush like. So how long does the Yisrael have to first take care of it before, like, he has the right to give it over to the kohen? So the Mishnah said, "Behema daka, by a small behema means by a sheep, by a lamb, ad shloshim yom. The first 30 days, it's a chiyuv upon the Yisrael to take care of the bechor, and after 30 days of feeding it, taking care of it, then it can give it over to the kohen. Uvagasa, big behema meaning like a cow or an ox, chamishim yom. That's 50 days it has to stay, but the Yisrael has a chiyuv to take care of it, and after that, it can give it over to the kohen, even though it does not have a mum yet." Rabbi Yossi says, depends. Bedaka shlosh chadoshim, no, by small behemoth, since its teeth is small, by lamb or by sheep, so it needs its mother to help it. So therefore, the first 3 months, the Yisrael has to take care of it, to stay by its mother. Then afterwards, he has a right to give it over to the kohen. What's going to be, omaloi ha-kohen b'toich zman ze? Let's say the kohen says to the Yisrael in the middle of this time, Tineyuli, give it to me. The locher is harazel loy etnena loy. No, you're not supposed to give it to the kohen. And we'll see in the Gemara says, because it looks like a kohen hamaseyei liYisrael, looks like a kohen that's working for the Yisrael, Amnasi should give him his bechor. That's also. What's going to be though? Because anyway, the kohen cannot use it now until it becomes a bamum. So he's going to have to wait with it. So he's just like feeding the behemah extra now for the sake of the Yisrael that he should get it. That's also. But what's going to be imhoya b'mum? Let's say there was a mum already on the behema. Then omaloi, the kohen says, "Tainli shechlena, give it to me. I want to shechlen in it right now." That's mutter, because then it doesn't look like he's working for the kohen. Well, v'shas hamikdash b'zman da de beis hamikdash imhoya tomim. If it was a tam, omaloi, "Tainli shiakrivenu, give it to me. Shakevi makrivit mutter." That's allowed. If you want to bring it for carbon right now, also it's mutter. Now, ha-bechor nechal shana b'shana. The mitzvah of the bechor is it should be eaten that year when it's only before it's 1 year old. Whether it's brought for korban or whether it's a bal mum and you could shecht it, you should shecht it the first year. Bein tam and bein bal mum, whether it's tam b'zman they had the beis hamikdash to bring it for korban, whether it's a bal mum, if it has a bal mum already, you should eat it the first year. Shemin the pasuk says shenemar lefnei Hashem lekecha techlenu shana b'shana. Shana b'shana means that first year you should eat the bechor. Now Mishnah Beis, what's going to be noilad loy mum b'terch shenosay? Let's say a mum comes upon the bechor during this first year, so then mut lekayim akoshnei masachodish shenichnami, you have right to hold on to it for the first year. But liyachas shenosay after the first year, and rishol lekayim, you're not allowed to hold on to it. Elo ad shloshim yoyim, meaning if a mum first comes upon the bechor after it's a year old. So if a shait said before it's a bal mum b'zman hazeh, you can't shecht it. But once it becomes a bal mum, you should know then you still have 30 days to hold on to it. Not more than 30 days. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Ha-sheichet ha-bechor u'mares mumay. If somebody first goes and shechts his bechor, before he had it paskenes nice, whether it's really a bal mum or not, and then later he shows the mum to a chochem, and then the chochem, even though the chochem says, yes, it's a good mum, so Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, you're allowed to eat from this bechor. Even though you were not supposed to do this, but yeah, but you're allowed to eat from it. Rabbi Meir holds, Hoyuvu nishchat shleyah pimumcha. Since you shechted this bechor first, before you asked the shailom, before they passed and there was really mum, therefore it's a knas to say, you're not allowed to eat from this bechor. Mishnah Dalet. Mi sheine mumcha. Let's say somebody is not a mumcha. He doesn't really know that Allah is about a mum. For Roy is a bechor, but he goes to Paskin anyway, and he sees a mum, and he tells the person that's a real bal mum. And v'nishchat apiv, the owner believes him, and he shechts his bechor because of him. You have to bury it. There's no way to have anor. And the more comes out, this comes out even good according to Rabbi Yehuda, because they were talking about a mum of a beduka and shabai and a split in the eye. That even though you see it lachamisam, but there's no proof to say it didn't change, like maybe it was not there b'shas l'shchita. So therefore, it's a razor you cover. And v'yishalim ibeisay. This person in Paskin wrong, he has to pay money like he was a mazik, a dinah d'garmi, he caused the owner to lose out his bechor, therefore he'll have to pay him back the money. What's going to be Donis Adin, a dying Paskin, the Shiloh, and he Paskin wrong? Zichra Sechayev, the one that's really supposed to pay money, he said he's Potter. Fechiv, Zazaki, someone that's really Potter, he said he's Chayev to pay money. Timi Esator, someone that's really Torah, he said it was Tomei. Fetiyeres HaTomei, someone was Tomei, really said it was Torah. So Lochriz Mashosu, whatever he did, the Psak is here. He can't retract like. But Vishalami Beisai, the Pesach also has to pay the owner, since he was Mafsidim, he caused him a loss. He'll have to pay him as dina de garmi. V'imhoi mumcha lebezna, said the Pesach was a mumcha appointed by Bezni, he had a right to paskin, that even though he made a mistake, potem al shalim, that's the loch, the dayan has a right to paskin, even if he makes a mistake, like it's still called a psak, he's potter from paying back. Now, Maisa, once happened the case, beporo shenit loim shalom, that a cow, that it's a womb, the aim like was taken out of the cow. The achilur of tarfon the klovim, so kiva tarfon paskin that pori is a tray for now, since the womb was taken out, and therefore he said to the owner, give it to the caliph. Now vo mice of the chom, this mice came from the chomim, the tiru, and they held no, they paskin that you're allowed to eat from this bema. It's not considered a womb. It's not considered a tray for, even though the womb was taken out. The tiru, why? Because oma tudis a reifa, tudis the doctor told him like this. There was no cow or a chazir or pig that came out of Alexandria from Mitzrayim. Used to take out first the womb of the cow. They did not want him to give birth. Because their cows and their chazirim were the best. So they did not want them to give birth. Other places they'll have them also. So they made sure before it left Alexandria, they took out all their wombs. And still the animals lived. So you see, it's not a treifa. So Amr of Tafran, Tafran said, it's like I made a mistake. Holcha chamor chatafran, Tafran, I'm going to have to pay now. Chamor, I made a mistake, I'm going to have to pay for the mistake that I made. Only Rabbi Kiva said back, no. Rabbi Tafran, potterat, you're potter from paying. Sha'atamum chala bezdin, chalamum chala bezdin, potter mishalim. You're appointed by bezdin, you had a right to pass no matter what. So even though you made a mistake, that's this halacha. You're not chai, medina de gami, you're potter mishalim. So therefore, Rabbi Tafran, Tafran was potter from paying. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.